part is the
hub.
Is that what you?
Yes, well, the wheel. Center part is the hub.
Center part. Then the what? The
spokes goes up there.
And they go into the what?
Go into the rim, into the fella, we'd call it.
Uh-huh. Yes. You know you're one of the few people in the world who knows that word.
That's right. Go into the fella. And we call it, that's the fella up there. And the spokes go in there, and the spokes extend back to the hub. Yeah.
And the outside part, the steel part that touches
that's the rim. Yeah, that's the rim.
The part of the wagon that the horses actually pull on.
Mm-hmm. Why do you pull? With the acid, the single tree is passing on to the double tree. Right, the horses he pulling there with them single trees, the weight on that double tree, that draws the wagon, that's pulling the wagon along.
All right, if you've got one horse pulling a wagon, would you still have the double tree?
No, you'd have to have some shaves, have a shave for him to pull that with a buggy.
Oh, so you couldn't use just one single tree?
No, you just need you. No, you just have one single tree if the horse is pulling by himself. It's just one wagon now. One single tree, but the buggy, he got some shaves. He's right. Pulling it by the shaves. The shaves is doing the bringing the wagon along.
What I'm trying to figure out about the wagon, though, is, you know, you say you've got the double tree and the single trees fastened onto the double tree.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got, that's for two horses,
yes,
right? Yes,
ma'am.
Suppose you've got one horse pulling the wagon.
Pulling one horse wagon.
Still be on there?
Yes, one horse wagon. He got shaved, pulling the shave, but still, he's got one single tree up there. He's got these with his traces.
Yeah, they're fastened onto the single
tree.
Would there be a double tree for that single tree?
No.
I see. So there would just be the single tree in that case.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
If a man were going back and forth all day with wood in his wagon, you'd say he was doing what to the wood?
He's hauling wood.
All right. Suppose there was a log across the road.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
I dragged it out. I drug it out.
Okay. And we have quite a few stumps. We have dragged or we have drugged quite a few stumps.
Yeah, we have.
Have you ever used snaked?
Yeah.
Have you ever used snaked a log?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes, ma'am. Put a chain on it and hit your pack animals to it. One to the way we got. And just snake it along.
What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Well, used to break it with a plow, but now you got tractors and all
that
you can do all that. But back in there then, you take a plow, maybe one we call it, maybe one horse plow, maybe they got two horse plow, like that. Then they get it too far up, you take a mill splitter. That's a two horse plow. That throws a dirt each way, making your rows for planting.
And those trenches that a plow cuts are what?
Even further.
What kinds of plows? You mentioned the middle splitter. What other kinds of plows?
Well, there's a two-horse plow. It's a big plow. You take a, make it plowing a big bulk out. Why, you care half this time and half next time. But the middle splitter, well, you throw the whole thing out, clean it out as you go.
And what do you use to break up the clods?
Well, clod masher, we call it.
Isn't it called a harrow?
Yes, my hair, that's right, the level off stuff
that's
like
the same
that.
Thing.
Yes, my hair. Section hair, or either just common hair, just a one horse hair or something like that.
Okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you put a log across to chop it up?
Well, I
was
don't
was there ever a frame, you know,
yes,
that you
I don't know what it's called. I just picked me something like that. Putting my log between there and saw it or something like that, but I don't know.
You didn't call it anything?
No, I didn't.
What would you put a plank across to saw it?
Well, called horses.
Horses?
Yes, horses.
All right. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
Well, you sharpen a straight razor on a hone.